And so this whole series on gifting and wiring, it's all stabilized and supported by love. Love is the key. And if you don't have love, it's messed up. If love's not in it, God's not in it. So no matter how gifted you are, no matter how skilled you are, if true love isn't in it, then it's all you. But you can change that by saying, Lord, I humble myself before you. I open my heart before you. I empty my life before you so I can become more like you. That's what I do. And so I want to go to a second part of teaching here on my part of it. You heard Kimora read some the scriptures in St. John chapter 13, 34, 35. A new command I give you. This is in St. John chapter 13. This is out of the New International Version. I want you to look at this. She teased you with it. She read it to you. We're going to go through both passages. And now you're going to look at it yourself. It's up on the screen. And let's read it all together. On three. One, two, three. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Verse 35. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. This is Jesus talking. I love red letters in my Bible. I've always loved red letters in my Bible. And it's not that I take the other ones lighter. It's just that we actually had them here. He's here, and these are his words that he said. And we get to say them, but we also get to follow them. Look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. It says, and let's all read it together on three. One, two, three. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. And I want to just say that truth piece really talks about being authentic. Let's not be deceitful. Let's not say one thing and be something else. Let's not say something publicly and then privately you got a different agenda. You've got a different intention. You know, it's like that double entendre. It's the two-face. It's the hypocrite. And I know that sounds like a harsh, but it's real. And when we make a decision, God, I want to come to you and I want to give you my gifts. Make sure it's with the heart. Even when you tell others, I love you, let it be with the heart. And if you've been that person that has practiced the other way where you said something, maybe because of the way you were raised, maybe you had leaders that did that, maybe it was the culture and the climate, maybe you had weaknesses and you never got healed from them, please allow the Holy Spirit to pierce your heart and strengthen you to be authentic. Be authentic. Be authentic. I was in Minnesota this week with a group of leaders. These last couple months, I've been meeting with leaders just all over the nation, first in Cincinnati, then in Denver, and then on Tuesday through Thursday, I was with those in Minneapolis. And one of the things that I shared with them was that the kingdom of God moves at the speed of relationships. He can do a lot. The Holy Spirit can do a lot when there's relationships. But there's another step to that. Relationships move at the speed of trust. 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 And in order for trust to really flow, when we're talking about giftings, Lenora talked about giftings. Kimora read about loving one another and to do it based on being a disciple of Jesus. Let's follow his lead. Last week, Naomi shared the song that Lenora referenced. I give myself away. One version says, oh, I give myself away so you can use me. All of that, that whole design is beautiful. But what makes it powerful is when the heart is there. Tenderness, humility, authenticity, transparency. And honestly, as we call out, whether it's family or community, government, business, education, any of what happens in media, anything that happens in the church, when we call it out, I will tell you, those are the areas that the devil, the liar, the deceiver, the wicked accuser, the one who is steeped in pride, who says, I want to be like God. I want to be like the Most High. He jumps in with his spirit and all of the gifts we have and all of the talents that we have and all the wonderful things that we want to do and who we are. He messes it up by putting his spin on it. And so you must guard your heart as we begin to get closer, as we begin to work together. Yeah, guard your heart. I have seen amazing teams in society implode, gifted, and implode because of pride. Because of pride. Because of competition. I've seen them blow up. It's like, man, that's an amazing team. What happened? Why didn't they win more championships? Why didn't they win more games? And this is on any level. Sports, basketball, football, baseball, all kinds. Why? How? Inside. I've seen churches close down because of pride. I've seen families get destroyed because of pride. And so we have to bring this out. And I know, man, I got a little tense in there, absolutely. Because sometimes we have to confront and we have to talk about the ugly things that will try and seep in. And to know that we've got to guard our heart. Got to guard our heart. Gifts are amazing. But if the heart is off, God can't do anything with it. So we got to guard our hearts. We have to protect ourselves. We have to protect not myself from somebody else. Don't guard your heart like that. You want to guard your heart from the enemy. How do you guard your heart from the enemy? You expose the devil. You walk forward in love. You cast down imaginations. Look at the difference. Let's look at the difference. Kimora gets up and shares. Here's a teenager, extremely gifted and wiring. If you get to know this young lady's life, just like other young ladies that are here. Met a young lady last week. I don't even remember her name. Because I gave her another name. I said, you remind me of somebody in the Bible. And I gave her this wonderful name. A teenager, I think she's 17 years old. 17? Is that right? Yeah, 17. Look at the difference here now. You take a 17-year-old, comes up, got a hoodie on, got some jeans. You know, got, I don't know how to describe her hair. You know, it's pulled back, you know. Got some really cool frames. She reads scripture. And then you get Lenora come up. And she's got her hair is working. Her husband Bill say, yeah, it looks good, Pastor. It looks good. It looks good. And then she has her outfit and all her colors. And then she's got her necklace and her jewelry. Is one better than the other? No. But in our culture, we magnify differences, and we gravitate towards, it's like, oh, wow. I love how even in culture, they have adjusted for significance in some areas. Yes, most of the time, it was those who had just the perfect frame, the perfect hair color, the perfect complexion, and now you see just diversity, because beauty is everywhere. And when you get a gift that has come from God, it is beautiful, wonderful, because God gave it as a gift. And so we don't say, oh man, I really like that gift, but Gotta get this now. Gotta get it. I didn't plan on doing this, but I'm gonna do it. Pastor Dino, will you come up real quick? Pastor Craig, will you come up for a second? Cindy, will you come up for a second? Chris, come up for a second. I'm trying to think, who can I call up that I won't embarrass? I mean, they're already embarrassed, but, you know. She teaches totally different than he teaches. Totally different. He teaches totally different than she teaches. He teaches different than all of them. I can bring Lenora up here. I can bring Dave Canty up here. Everybody's different. And so when the gifts begin to flow, say, who's teaching today? Oh, Cindy's teaching today. Oh, hallelujah, guys. I love Cindy, man. Oh, you should have heard her before. She was amazing. Who's teaching today? Oh, Chris is teaching today. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like him, but don't love what God has given Cindy more than you love what God has given Chris. Who's leading transition prayer today? Come up for a minute, Julie. Come up for a minute, Vandella. Vandella. Who's leading transition prayer today? Oh, it's gonna be Vandella. Oh, Vandella. Oh, you guys know Vandella? Oh my goodness. There she is. There she is. Vandella brings a level of spice. Vandella brings a level of creativity. Hi, Vandella, how you doing? Pastor, let me tell you. You know she's in the house. You know she's in the house. But then there's Julie. Julie brings a gifting and a sweetness that's totally different than Vandella. Who are you going to choose? Well, you know, I like that Vandella's personality. Oh, she's fine. I connect there. So what do you do when Julie leads? Well, yeah. Oh, I love when Julie's so sweet and soft and she speaks in such a way and she pulls me in. Yeah, but Vandella's going to lead today. I said, oh, okay, well, let me just get myself together. Who's going to teach today? Pastor Craig is teaching. Oh, I love, he's so organized. He's a really, really good teacher. Oh, no. Pastor Craig's not going to teach. Pastor Dino's going to teach. Pastor Dino's going to teach. Oh, okay. Well, you know. Let me get my tissues out. Because Pastor Dino's going to weep when he teaches. Who are you going to choose? Who are you going to choose? Oh, Pastor Terry's teaching again? Okay. Man. Why don't he let his wife teach? Man, he always teaches. Why does he let his wife teach? She's so much better of a teacher. He's all over the place. And we always go until 3 o'clock when he preaches. There's a variety in the body. And this is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3. He says, some of you say, I love Apollos. Or some of you say, I love Cephas. He says, it's all Christ. And this is teaching. The same thing will work with those who are downstairs right now, helping our children. You know, Deacon Dave Kohler is down there leading, and others have agreed to take care of our kids down there. Abraham, come here for a second. It's Abraham. Say hi to everybody, Abraham.
Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
See, he dialed it down. Normally, he'd say, yo, what's up, y'all? Yo, what's up, fam? What's up, fam? You know what I'm saying? And look at his flow, man. Look at his flow. What do you call this? Tie-dye? Is that that? Yeah, and then he's got his sneakers are matching the red in there. And like my son, who is 31, how old are you? 44. He's still in that young population. His sneaks aren't tied at all. Yet, if Craig tried to walk in where some of the people that he hang out walk in, they're like, oh. And if Abraham tried to walk in some of the places where Julie is, they're like, yo. Yet he's a kingdom ambassador with the heart of the Father. Are you guys getting this? And each one of these gifts should be celebrated. Is it different? Yes. Does it rival sometimes even your own wiring? Yes. But it's from the Father, and he has given it. Just like the Spirit there in the window, the stained window is coming down from heaven, God gives gifts like these to so many of you. And we highlight them. Old, young, male, female, diversity in culture, ethnic groups, diversity in wiring and style, diversity in education and in giftings. Key is, we have to say, Lord, thank you for this. Because I guarantee you, I might be tempted to when I get around a certain group, but I'm not coming in there looking like him. And he's not coming in looking like me. And he doesn't have to fight, and I don't have to fight, and we don't have to fight to come in looking like them, or like the person sitting next to you. If we're going to advance the kingdom outside of this building, we've got to realize that these gifts are flowing all over the place. And we are better together. When Lenora told me earlier this week of the vision and the boxes, I was sitting, we were trying to catch each other on Monday, and we ended up catching each other on Tuesday before I flew out. And I'm sitting there, and she's sharing that, and my heart's just... And I said to her, I said, you got to share that. And she said, oh, Pastor, you don't know what I went through yesterday when I was trying to get to you. And I asked God, do you want me to? I don't want it. If you want me to do it, give me a sign. And I called. And it opened the door to a gift and a wisdom and a revelation coming out to the house that didn't come from me. And I'm open like that. Thank God that I'm open like that. And I'm not special in that. It's God's grace that helped me to see that we're better together. And some may come up and share up here, and some may never come up there and stand behind a podium. And some of you are saying, thank God I'm not coming. That's okay. I'm not going to force you. But you do have something to give, and you must be willing to share it so that the body can be stronger and we can change the community and families and lives together. Hey, love on everybody who sacrificed to come up. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I spent a lot of time in my example, which means one of two things. Hey, check this out. Check this out. I can say, you know what? I want to get it all out. And so we're going to be here until 12:35. Or I can say, which I'm feeling like the Holy Spirit is saying to say, Let me give you the points. We're going to go over them on Wednesday, and then we'll connect next Sunday for the next phase of this. You guys like that second part? Worship the Lord, and let's praise him for wisdom and light. And so look, throw up Ashley, who, by the way, Ashley and Chaz are up in the sound area, and they are serving. Thank you, guys. And we have a rotation of others who do that. And for years, our brother, Javier Ortiz, and I'm speaking to you right now, Javier. Javier's wife, Irma, had a stroke last November, and he has, as his Lord has instructed him, he is loving Irma as Christ loved the church, and he takes care of her so wonderfully, and we love you both. And Irma took pictures of the baptismal candidates all the time. She's such an amazing gift, them and their family. But Javier served in the sound booth up there doing all the audio for years. And this past year, he hasn't been able to do that because he's under assignment for a season. I was in that same assignment as I was taking care of Pam, and I wasn't able to do as much as I wanted to do. But we want you both to know we love you. We value you. Will you guys love on them? Give them a huge, come on, huge. We love you. We appreciate you. Vital, vital members of Javier is members of the board here and leadership here. Just wonderful, wonderful gifts. And so, Ashley, you put those up on the screen. First thing I want you to put on the screen are, can you put the list of scriptures all up there at one time? I want you guys, I don't know if you can do that. Right? I see you're like, I don't know. You put them all up at one time or no? No? Okay, all right. So I want to give you guys these scriptures. And I want you guys to do some work and write them down. You already know about St. John chapter 13, so write that one down. St. John chapter 13, and this is verses 34 and 35. St. John chapter 3, verse 18. I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. I want you to write that one down. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. And you read these this week. Read them. Let's go, Ashley. Talk about gifted. Let's go. All right. So you see them all. Take a picture. Write them down. Let you go over these. We're going to unpack it on Wednesday. Now, I made some adjustments over this past year to our Wednesday Bible study. I sent out an email this past week and, you know, show a little bit of underwear here at our church, you know. What do you mean show some underwear? I mean, sometimes you get dressed and everything is straight and people think you're so well put together. And then, you know, you're walking and you realize, oh, man, you didn't tuck in over there, you know. That means that we're not perfect. That means that we're human. But it also means that sometimes we need to share a little bit of things. So I changed this past year when it comes to a Bible study. And we need Bible study. We need to go to the next level. At some point, we're going to have small groups. That's biblical because what happened is they met publicly in the book of Acts. It says they met publicly. They used to be called Solomon's great porticles, great porches, and these huge gatherings. And then it says they met house to house. And until we get to that place where that part is getting organized, that's what we're working on right now, to get small groups organized, where we can have all over people just meeting, unpacking, talking about scripture, talking about having some food, talking about some needs that they may have, experiencing prayer. Until we get there, we have a midweek time of getting together. And that's what Wednesday is. Now, early on, Wednesday was here, and not everybody could get here. So I learned from 2020, and I developed, you know, said, let's go with the Zoom. Because people are saying, oh, I get off this time, or I by the time I get there, it's over, or I got to do homework, or I have to fix dinner. Cool. We still need to get together. Let's do Zoom. In Zoom, we get together for an hour. Zoom, we get together for whatever amount of time you can commit. Let's get together with that now. Let's get together with this. But of late, those numbers are really small. So I want to ask you to sacrifice. Because as a shepherd, as a leader, I know you need growth. I know you need discipleship. I know you need a midweek pick-me-up. I know that. I've been at that where work and family and personal temptations and struggle, they go. And so to go for 2 hours on a Sunday and nothing during the week and then the 2 hours on Sunday, I know you're going through. The Holy Spirit has showed me the health of this church. And that's why I bring these things in. So please, show up on Wednesday. Get filled. Get built up. And we've got some amazing, individuals that just turn it on while they're working. Remember one time Abraham did that. He's at work. He's on his break. And he's like, look, I can only get on during this time. But I wanted to show up and hear a little bit and see some of the faces. So I'm encouraged while I'm in the world. So I encourage you. Set Wednesday at 7 o'clock as a time. Now, I'm not a pushy guy. I'm not. You know me by now. It's taken about 3 years for you guys to get to know. You know, Pastor, you're such a nice guy. He's so easy. Yeah, but there are some times when the Lord says, say it firm, say it strong, and make sure they know that I need them there. So jump on. And let's take it from, and you're not jumping on for me. Don't think I'm looking for numbers. I'm not at all. I care about you. I care about what you go through throughout the week. And my care comes from his care. That's why I care. So set some time aside. And when you get on, you get a chance to say some things that builds others up. I was in Minnesota this week, and my Wednesday went from 8 in the morning until about 9:30 at night. By the time I got back to the hotel, I checked with Pastor Pam. I said, how'd things go? She said, oh, it was amazing. It was really good. And she said, so many shared. I was like, really? She said, yeah. I didn't even have to do as much. Everybody was touching on it. I said, oh, wow. I said, well, how many people came on? She said, well, it was probably about 12. That's not to bring shame. It's to let you know somebody needs your gifting and your words on there. You need someone's giftings and words on there. When we become Christians, we reign over guilt, over shame, over regret, and over bitterness. We reign over all of that. So when you hear a strong encouragement like this, don't let shame, don't let guilt, don't let regret come in. Just realize, and don't let bitterness come in. Just know that God's trying to spur us on. He's trying to grow us. One of my chief executive directors over at Christ Community Church in Philadelphia, where I served for 25 years, and my head person, she, years ago, I said to her, her name is Kisa Bond. Kisa's married to James. Did you do the math? James Bond. Her husband's name is James Bond. I said to Kisa at the time was probably around 27. I said, Kisa, what do you do when you come home from work? She said, well, I take a nap. I said, Kisa, I want to ask you, can you set aside on one day out of the week, the middle of the week, just an hour and come to Bible study? She says, you know, I never thought about it like that. I guess I can try and work that in. And she became one of the most powerful, powerful gifts in the house. Not just because of the Bible study and what she had to give, but what others gave to her. You are amazing gifts, but we're better together. And this short period of time that we have here, it's not enough. We need to be around each other. And I, sitting as the leader of the house, know how powerful it is to have you all in the lives of others. So try and make that adjustment without turning it into shame and guilt and regret and bitterness. We reign over that. And the Holy Spirit is not moving this talk for you guys to get, oh man, now I feel so bad when Pastor Terry says such and so on. Nope, that's not God. God's delivery is, we need you. Others need you. And don't go to sleep because the enemy is planning an attack for you. So be built up. You all receive that? Let's put our hands together for God, for God, for God. So, I said I wasn't going to keep it here till 35, and I better stop it now. Hey, Ash, is there a way to put those five top points up there? Is it possible to do that? Because, you know, you are so good at what you do. You are amazing, Ash. So while they're working on that, I want you guys to put your hand on your chest and say, Lord, I'm a gift, and I have a gift. Help me to give myself away. But I also ask you, Lord, help me to be loving, patient, kind, and forgiving to others, especially other believers, so that together we can better advance your kingdom. So help me. Help me. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So, next week when we get together, we're going to talk about five things. These are the five things that we're going to talk about next week. And she's going to put them up on a point, up on the screen in a minute. But these are five things that we're going to talk about as we talk about a love that moves. Here's the first one. A love that moves us towards Jesus. The second one is a love that moves us towards each other. The third one is a love that moves us towards the world. Number four is going to be the hindrances to love in motion. What are the common blockers? And then the last one is a love that keeps on moving. The truths that come from that last one is love matures through testing. Love increases through practice. Love continues through perseverance. All right, they're all up there. Ashley, you and Chaz are amazing. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. You guys take pictures of those. Get your heart ready. Get built up. And when you come, no matter who's up here teaching, you're getting it not just to say, oh, hallelujah, that's some great word. Oh, be encouraged. You really preached today. No. This is the Father equipping us so that we can love here. We can love ourselves. We can love him. We can go home and love our family. We can go and love those who are on our job, those who are in our schools, whether you're the educator or you're being educated. You get to love. And so that's why we're being equipped in this and challenged in this. But remember, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Be authentic. Be transparent. And most of all, be humble. Because the humility, get the grace of the Holy Spirit. He gives grace to the humble. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to fill us with the knowledge of your will. Strengthen us with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that we may advance with a love that goes high, that goes deep, that goes wide, that goes broad, that goes long. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for using Pastor Dino last week to share that. That high, that depth, that broad, that length. This love passes knowledge, Father. Thank you for the inspiration that comes today in music. And before we greet each other, Father, we ask you to may your Spirit be alive and vibrant to those who don't know you. Vibrant to those who don't know you. vibrant to those who don't know you. That they see your love, that they see your grace, and it's all for them. May they give their lives to Jesus and make him Lord. May they turn from their sins and say, I want Jesus in my life. Remember me when you come into your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Just like the thief on the cross said, may it be as quick as